Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was very ominous. It was like radio silence and then NFL music.
Build up for the big voice that you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Navy Mo, who's been busting my chops and hates the Cowboys and hates Cowboy B, says, to go with my logic that you're saying about being a competitor, why doesn't everybody play on every team play in the preseason? There's a reason people sit out in the preseason. Yes, you're right. Those games mean ultimately nothing. I don't like that they sit out. I want them to play all the time. I don't have to like it. I don't have to agree with it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's part of the reason why this team sucked from basically the beginning. Sucked might be strong, but you get the point. If the Giants weren't the week one opponent, would they have won that game? If the field was reversed, and let's just say the Seahawks were the week one opponent, would they have beaten the Seahawks? No chance. Not with the way they played in that game. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to AP. Who is with us? AP, I hope you got your boy settled down there a little bit the other day, and I hope you're able to enjoy a little bit of the weekend feeling all right.
Well, before that debacle on Sunday night, my weekend, you know, was going okay. You know, obviously spending time with my son is always good.
Yes.
So... excellent point made by the past, I guess, two callers about taking Jaden out the game. But, you know, because I get it, we're not trying to breed prima donnas or anything, and, you know, especially with where the organization is going in the direction that we're going as far as new management. However, still I kind of side on the, you know, why keep Jaden in when already, again, we were compromised with the skill positions that we had around him? Our O coordinator seemingly just does not have any tempo, any, like, his play calling abilities are starting to be a lot more questionable for me. Like, there's no script to his play call. There's no, like, you know, all right, we're going to do this, and then we're going to set them up for that. Like, there's just mindless play calling that teams seemingly look at as very predictable because there's no deception. And, you know, it's starting to look like a Scott Turner type of offense. Like, these quick screens, I know we don't really have players to separate, but we got to move the ball. And we can't move it going, you know, east and west. But as far as Jaden again, like, again, just with the game out of reach, it's not an issue of pride. It's not, you know, you're soft or you're waving the white flag. This is just one of those things, again, where you're just saying, yeah, okay, let's live to see another down. You know, the defense, every time he goes back to the pass, they're in his lap. We're obviously, you know, one-dimensional right now, where the teams know what we're going to do, and their ears are pinned back.
But, this is part of the problem, though, right? I mean, Jaden has such a competitive fire. He wants to make a play. He knows he can make a lot of plays, but he can't make every play. So he's going to have to learn the difference, and it's a fine, fine line between, you know, when that guy jumps up in his face the other night on the play, he gets injured, instead of trying to run around him and trying to dart around him and then get tackled, and obviously what happened, you know, he's got to find a way, and it's, again, a very fine line of living for another day. As far as Cliff goes, you know, one thing that, like, I was happy, like, for everybody that wants Cliff to run more under center and all that stuff. Like, they did a bunch of that early in that game when that game was competitive. They did a bunch of it, which they had not done really all year. Okay, so I thought that was a significant change. One thing I would love to see Cliff do that I don't see enough of is natural running back screens, one. Two, and I don't mean just check down because you have no other option. I mean natural by design running back screens. That's number one. Two, what I don't think he does well, honestly, especially with the lack of separation, is stacking. Stacking receivers, using rubs, using stacks to free guys. And it's what Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels and Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and all of those guys lived off of rubs, stacks, different sprays, if you will. I don't see a lot of that in this offense.
And he has one of those guys in house in Wes Welker. So it's like, again, I don't know what's going on in the building, but as a Doc Walker would say, it's not passing the eye test, and my eyes don't lie. And I'm only seeing what you're putting out on the field, and it's garbage. I will say, as far as Jaden, you know, because everybody's not absolved. You know, everybody is accountable in this sense, in this situation. Jaden, you know, maybe he needs to work out with a Lamar Jackson or, hell, even a Russell Wilson, as far as just knowing how to protect himself, especially when things break down, because – or hell, I mean, I don't want him to talk to RG3, but who better to learn from than him?
Just as far as
the injury aspect, not the personality trait.
I'm talking about the thought process and the mentality and everything. Nope, no thanks. I want no part of that. Brother, I got to let you run. I appreciate you, though. Always good to hear from you. We got to get in some more calls. Let's get to, here he is, Pauly, who I heard this morning on the way in. When I was in heavy traffic trying to zip around all these idiots on the road up here, Pauly, you and Sheehan went at it like cats and dogs, man. I mean, you two, like, probably I couldn't understand exactly what you guys were saying because you kept interrupting each other. What was going on there? I didn't realize you had that feisty of a relationship with Coach Sheehan.
Hell to the W, man. What's going on, Rufio?
What's up, Pauly?
Well, let me tell you something, man. Kevin Sheehan was my first Chris Russell. I lie to you not, and he even tell you that. But and then it's funny that you say that, because then I flip your show on, and I hear that the Jets traded Sauce Gardner.
Yeah,
and that's basically what me and Sheehan was going at it about. Because I said we need to trade Laramie Tunsil.
I remember. Yes, really? Yes. I heard you say that over and over again. Yes, correct.
Right. And that's what we was going at it about. Because I'm like, hold on, man. We should be able to trade him. I mean, we don't hold there's no loyalty in this sports, really. And as a fan base, I mean, he's only been with us this year. I didn't like the trade, but I didn't think the trade was necessary last year. I thought Brandon Coleman played pretty well for a rookie at left tackle last year, right? You look at this year, and we talk about Jaden. All three of his injuries came from him under pressure. So don't sit here and tell me that, you know, he's such a big factor that we can't go without Larry Thompson. Well, they basically traded for him. No, they basically traded for him because they was going for the win. They were going for the Super Bowl. Well, you see how that season is.
Well, I think they were trying to improve two spots on the offensive line, right? Get a premier pass-protecting left tackle who still was under contract for 2 years and improve left guard. And where they miscalculated was Coleman, maybe because of the preseason injury. I don't know. But Coleman not being able to solidify left guard.
Right. So, and what my whole point is, so Coleman showed you he's a good tackle or a solid tackle in his rookie season. And he came in. You know, the other game, it plays pretty solid. So we need draft picks. We need draft picks. And he's the only player, really, that can get you back a nice compensation on draft picks. So
that's fair.
I don't see why wouldn't we want to at least explore the options of trading him.
I would explore it. I would explore it. Just because you explore it doesn't mean you have to do it.
You're right. But what I'm saying is we need draft picks, man. Mm-hmm. This season is going nowhere. We need to build this roster up. And we made the playoffs last year without them. And it wasn't a glaring need like, oh, my God, we got to get a left tackle in the mm-hmm. offseason. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, when we made that trade and the trade was announced, it was a lot of people surprised the trade happened. Like, oh, man, we got Larry Tunsil?
Yeah.
And like I said, he's basically a one-trick pony in my book. I don't need somebody. I'm not trying to pay a left tackle a whole lot of money, and he's not a well-rounded left tackle. He's a better pass blocker than run blocker, and he also got a penalty problem.
He does. I don't think he's as bad as you do on run blocking, but I don't think he's like lights out or a just spacing golfer.
And that's my whole point. Like, yeah. I don't want to pay that money for a premium left tackle. And to me, he's just a one-trick pony. And my main thing is we need these picks. And I think we have people behind him that can play. So that's the basic angle I'm looking at with that, man. But as far as the quarterback, Jaden, man, I can't go with the notion of he needs to know when what'd you say? He needs to know how not to run for his life. I don't want to try to trap lightning in the bottle. I don't want to try to downplay what he does, man. We have to protect him better, you know, and we also have to protect him better with play calling also.
Yeah.
Because like I said, the three times he got hurt this year, he was running for his life.
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, look, people are going to say, well, the Dallas one was because he was in the pocket. He wasn't running, but it was the previous play that apparently
The Dallas, it was immediate pressure.
But he apparently injured the hamstring on the play before the play that he got absolutely ambushed and twisted around in the pocket by the pressure. So, you know, again, people can draw up different things and whatever. Here's the bottom line. There's always more protection in the pocket. Protection, I don't mean like physical protection, but rule protection as well in the pocket than there is outside of the pocket. And we can debate this from now until kingdom come.
We are going to debate it because if you look at quarterback injuries, most of the injuries happen in the pocket.
Well, again, there's still it's undeniable, though, that by rule, there's more protection. I'm not suggesting that injuries don't happen in the pocket, but there's more protection in the pocket than out, which leads to less hits, less contact, less everything.
No, what you mean is outside of the pocket, he needs to learn how to protect himself.
Well, he does too. I got to let you run. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Tim Graham of the Buffalo News. Is he still with the Buffalo News? Is he with the Athletic? With the Athletic, longtime Buffalo News scribe. Said, keep an eye, and this was 5 minutes ago, now 10 minutes ago, keep an eye on Deebo Samuel and or Von Miller to Buffalo from Washington. Tim Graham of The Athletic is hearing Deebo Samuel and or Von Miller from Buffalo to Washington. Now, Von Miller obviously played up there, so he knows that area, and they know him, and as far as Deebo Samuel goes, they know they don't have enough weapons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Debo has not been right the last couple of weeks, period. End of story, end of argument. I mean, you can make... This is why it was so egregious last week when Dan Quinn... AMAC, you weren't here for this. I made a big deal out of this. Dan Quinn said, nope, don't look over here. We're great at wide receiver. We're doing awesome.
And this is...
Debo was banged up. This was before McCaffrey breaks his collarbone. Debo was banged up. McLaurin was out,
yeah.
Was going to be out after getting re-injured.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Brown still out again. Not Jalen Lane dropping everything known to mankind. Don't look over here. We're good. We feel great about where we are. It's amazing. Dan Quinn was accused of being a village idiot for leaving Jaden Daniels. No. He, that's a much tougher decision than people want to admit and realize.
Yeah.
The dumb decision or the dumb thing out of Dan Quinn was what he said last week about the wide receiver room. And we crushed him for it, and nobody seemed to care.
Why? But, like, I don't – he's not going to say, like, yeah, we could use help.
Why wouldn't you say it? When you're asked directly, hey, could you add a veteran to the wide receiver group? Got a bunch of injuries. Yeah, guys, we're always looking to add and make the team better. Every coach in America has said that. We'll turn over every stone to make the team better. If something comes our way, we'll consider it. Absolutely. You don't have to say, no, we're good here. Nothing to see here. No problems. We're awesome.
Did he say that really?
Well, that's essentially what he said.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing a little bit. But I think that there are some times when coaches are, I don't know that necessarily means they're not looking, but the coaches are kind of like, no, I think we're fine with what we have, and let's move.
Yeah,
I think it builds morality of the team, especially
sure.
If you have young guys who you know are kind of trying to prove themselves.
Yeah, but you know this, okay? The Giants' offensive line isn't very good, right?
Yeah.
So if Brian Daboll came out and said, you know, he's asked about adding to the offensive line.
There's been plenty of times I could tell you where he says, you know, we got to be better as coaches. We're not looking to improve. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do.
Sure. I mean, you can do that. But he didn't even say, hey, no, that's on us to get them better.
Okay.
He said, nope, we're good over here. Nothing to see. No problems. We're happy with where we're at.
Gotcha.
I'll get you the exact quote. Mm-hmm.
No, I trust you. I trust you.
It was an egregious quote.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody got fired up about it except for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right. And they're all wrong. And further proven on no, and here's the other thing. I mean, McCaffrey goes out on the first play of the game. Okay, fine. I mean, you can't plan for that. But here's the other thing. I don't know, the tape that I've watched, like everybody's screaming that there's no separation. There's guys separating. Like, no, they're not elite separators by any means, but the NFL being open is a different kind of open than in college. A different kind of open than people want. People want guys separating by 6 yards. It doesn't work that way. I'll get you some next-gen stats on it coming up. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue. Take a quick time out. Stay on track. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.